This is WLRN News. I'm Katie Switalski. Nearly 1 week ago, New Zealand experienced the worst mass shooting in the country's modern history. 50 people have died after a gunman opened fire on worshippers in two mosques in the city of Christchurch. I was in Pembroke Pines Wednesday night, where city officials there organized a vigil for people to come and honor the lives lost in the tragedy. Inside the Pembroke Pines City Center, it was quiet, as about 50 people gathered to pray together.
If you believe that we can demonstrate love to the entire world, even as far away as New Zealand, won't you put your hands in the hand of the person next to you?
Federal Judge Norman Hemming led the interfaith vigil. He's a reverend for the Cooper City Church of God. People grabbed on to each other and held candles as Jewish, Christian, and Muslim faith leaders talked about being more kind and unified.
What we really need at this time is for people to join together, all of us as residents throughout Broward County, realizing that we're all really just one.
Muhammad Islam lives in Pembroke Pines and attends the Darloom Institute, one of two mosques in the city. He says the South Florida Muslim community is hurting.
There is a large Muslim community here in Pembroke Pines. Even if it wasn't against Muslims, if it was, you know, all the attacks of humanity that took place, we all did mourn and we all did feel it.
Other vigils for New Zealand have already taken place at mosques in Sunrise and Miami Gardens. I'm Katie Switalski in Pembroke Pines.